Rising Chats. Join me and my writers and tune in to our many wonderful conversations we have every day, covering a wide range of topics. Chatting is a great way to communicate as it makes your trip go quicker and also more enjoyable. And what better place to meet and connect with people than in the car driving around our stunning city, Sydney, with all of its beauty, diversity and cultures. Tune in as we talk and hear the many different stories from all the amazing people who have come to call this great city home. Because everybody has a story to tell.
Are there any big zinger questions that I should be worried about?
Nothing to worry about, my friend. Aiden.
Yes.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, thanks.
Welcome to Rising Chats. Welcome.
Hello.
So, you are off to where?
I'm off to Melbourne.
Off to Melbourne.
Yes.
What's happening?
Yeah? Circus contract.
Circus contract?
Yeah, I'm about to go perform with the circus.
You in the circus?
Yes, I am.
Ah, no way. What are you doing in the circus?
In this particular show, I play Captain Hook for a Peter Pan's Neverland Adventure with Circus Wonderland.
Ah.
What's the date again? The 20th.
Today's 27.
Yeah, so I'm a circus acrobat and
26. Yeah.
MC for the show, like half MC. I co-MC with one of my
co-MC, and then you also perform in the act.
Yeah.
So you're a circus performer, which means you're an acrobat.
Is that what it is? Yes, acrobat by trade.
I knew it. See,
not a very common trade.
I knew it, but I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sensed it. Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah, it's a bit different.
So, do you do this full time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I split that with making music. So, a lot of content creation, and for the last 12, 14 years, I've been performing acrobatics, and the last 10 years, I've been working as a musician, sort of creating music.
Doing that? Oh, no way. Yeah.
So, I do a bit of stuff.
So, how cool is that? So, how long have you been doing that for?
I've been training acrobatics for 16 years.
16 years.
About 12 years of... 10 years of music, actually, I think I'm coming up on this year.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, a bit of time now.
So, do you just perform all around Australia? Like, when they want you to perform, you just go and perform?
Yeah. I 2 weeks ago, I was in Adelaide Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
Beginning of the year and New Year's, I was in Melbourne again. And I've done previous shows overseas. I was actually with Cirque du Soleil a couple of years ago.
That's a big one.
That was fun. That was up until COVID. I was in Las Vegas. So I would say I travelled the world, but I haven't actually gone to that many places.
Okay.
Travelled to Montreal to train,
yeah.
And I've travelled to Las Vegas to live and perform. Other than that, I've just been mostly Australian based.
Working about, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's a bit out there, yeah.
Yeah, but do you have like an itinerary? Do you know what's your next gig coming up? Or do you know where you're going next? Or is it just tell you, look, tomorrow you're going here, or next week you're going here?
Yeah, a lot closer to that than it is planning ahead, depending on the company you work for. And I don't have too much on the horizon. As I was saying about the music, I'm really honing in on that at the moment. So
okay, I gotcha.
All I do at the moment is just write, and then... When I go away on these tours, I edit what I've written and then release the songs.
Do you also sing?
Yeah.
Are you also a singer?
Yeah.
So you're a singer, songwriter, acrobat, MC, performer.
That's it.
You're jack of all trades.
Yeah. Yeah, I do a bit of things. I just kind of had my... Every opportunity that came up where people say, can you do this?
And you just go do it.
Yeah. A lot of the times I couldn't do it before. I'd said yes to it and just thought, well, I'm going to learn.
That's right. You learn and see where it takes you, and you don't know who you're going to meet, and you don't know who wants you. And
that's right.
You just put yourself out there, right?
Yeah, and a lot of making friends with the right sort of people. So, for example, this gig I got through some good friends that I knew that I trained with, and they said, hey, do you want to come and do the gig? You know? So, I had to learn a lot because I'd never done a gig like this before. So.
But you learn as you go, bro.
Exactly.
You learn as you go, and that's the whole beauty about things. Like, you just ride the wave, see where it takes you.
Yeah, it's a good fun journey.
Yeah.
Like one day I just kind of decided I was just going to say yes to a lot of stuff and then...
Put yourself out there.
Yeah, panic and stress and learn it later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's a bit out there.
It's out there, but like you love it, right? Something enjoyment that you enjoy.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, you'll do something you enjoy.
The best thing with these kind of shows is doing shows for the kids.
Yeah.
Because it's a kids show, so...
Oh, it's a kids show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Captain Hook.
Yeah, you
Peter Pan.
They love Peter Pan. And yeah, the pirates.
It's a kid. Yeah. You're dressed up and you come. Yeah, I'm with you.
That's right.
Yeah.
So for me, it's
they go crazy. They jump up and down and start clapping and yelling.
They do some wild things, kids. They are so great. We sneak up behind Tinkerbell a lot, and they'll yell and carry on. And the pirates are behind you. And it's really good fun. They're really exciting. The kids really get into it, and it's makes it enjoyable for us, you know, because you're
So you're kind of acting a bit too, right?
So much acting.
Yeah.
It's more acting than acrobatics in this show.
Yeah, but you still do some flips and up and down.
Yeah.
And you fall down up in the air.
Yeah, we throw Tinkerbell around a lot. Yeah, so it's good fun. It's
Good on you, bro. It's something you enjoy.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. You're young at heart, right?
Oh, always.
Yeah.
I just turned 30, so the body's no longer young. Oh,
no way.
Young.
Yeah.
But the mind is young.
You're still young, Aiden. You're 30, I'm 53, bro. You're still young.
Yeah, nice.
You're still young.
Yeah. Everyone says that the 30s are better than your 20s. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you become more mature.
Apparently.
You got, you know, things in, like, you got your priorities right, you got your focus on things, you know, you become more like, you know, you just become a better individual too. You're learning things, you're growing.
Yeah, it seems to be the way. We've established your
persona. You grow a beard.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
I just got rid of mine, but yeah, I don't usually have a bit of a beard.
You got rid of your beard?
I know. It was about half of yours, I think.
Oh, no. I was kind of liking you now.
I know. I ruined it. Yeah.
I have to give you 2 stars for that, bro.
That's all right. I'll just walk to the airport.
You know what? The bus comes. Look, the bus is here.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Why did you? Oh, because of your costumes and all that? Is that why? Or not? Just because you?
I just didn't. Yeah.
Change up.
Yeah, it was just a bit of a mess, really.
But yeah, but you got to push through that mess. Aiden.
Yeah, mine grows very much outwards.
You got to let it grow. And then it looks terrible. I know, right? No one likes you. You look like a hobo, whatever. I get it. But then you get it all tapered.
Yeah, get it all chiseled in.
You get it all sorted out. You get it all cleaned up. You put the bead balm in there. You put the bead oil in there. You go to the barber. Gives you a nice fade.
Yeah, I haven't done the bead balm yet.
Then you look like $1 million.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's definitely on the cards.
Yeah, that's all right. You'll get there. I'll keep my eye on you. I'll see if I see you next time. Make sure you're growing it.
Awesome. I love it.
But that's alright, that's alright. Good on you, man. That's fine.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's fun, and I'm excited about the 30s. Everyone said they're good, so.
You'll be fine, bro.
What you doing yours?
Oh, that's when I got married.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
Still married?
Yeah, still married.
Very nice.
I got married when I was 28, and then I had 2 kids when I was 30.
Nice.
And 25 years now, I think.
Is it? Awesome.
Like 24, 25 years, yeah.
That's wonderful.
So that's probably what you'll be doing then. Aiden.
Yeah, probably.
You get to that stage where, you know, it's time now, you know, it's settled down and start thinking.
Yeah, it's definitely about been things on like the, that. Like on the conversation with myself and friends and partner.
But you gotta find the right one. Partner, yeah. But that's all right, it's good.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. So where are you going now, Melbourne?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're staying a week there in Melbourne?
I think it's like 12 days or something.
Okay. And you do a show and come back.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
I'll be coming back, and my day another job show? Is like teaching acrobatics, so
okay.
I'll come back, I'll teach that, and then
is it fun up there swinging on the
on
the trapeze and
I'm more of the floor person, so I don't get in the air too much.
Not in the air.
No,
yeah,
not in the air.
You do flips and twists.
I do the flips and twists on the ground.
And up and you do that. What's it called? The half pike. Is that right?
Something like skateboarding. That?
Nah, when you run and do it, what's the one when you're running and do like that twist and the?
That's a corkscrew.
Corkscrew.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
What did I say? Half pipe. Is that?
Half pipe. Yeah.
Is that surfing?
You would do that in skateboarding.
Skateboarding.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Or snowboarding. It's the tube.
The tube. All right. Well, you're still flipping, but your one is called the corkscrew.
Corkscrew.
You
is
run
my move,
and then you flip, you turn, and then you land.
That's right. Well, hopefully. It's a single leg full twist backflip.
That's
my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah, it's one of those moves that when you learn, you don't really forget. And
it just comes naturally.
It's like riding a bike.
And can you do it anywhere?
Pretty much,
if I say now, if I pull over and say, you just run and do it for you, run and do it for me?
I'd like a little warm up. Again.
Well, I'm not going to make you do it now, but I'm saying. But like, it's instilled in you. Like, it's just the movement. You know what's going on.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a few moves.
Is it hard to learn?
Really
hard to beat, like.
Yeah, corkscrew is a hard one. Took me many years.
Okay.
But yeah, there's certain moves that once you get, because you've worked on them so much, they never sort of leave.
Okay.
As long as you keep your body in shape, you will be fit,
and you can do it. Oh, wow.
Yeah, there are some skills, though, that you get to a level that they will go if you don't train them.
Yeah.
And I don't train those anymore because that's a lot of impact on the body.
Okay, you don't need to do them no more.
Yeah.
But you can do backflips here and there all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy for you, right?
Backflips. Yeah, do them. Right. Do them with your eyes closed at certain points.
Well, I can drive my eyes closed. Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, sure. That makes the day exciting, doesn't it?
Wow. So you've been doing it when you were like 5 years old or something? Or when you were, when did you start?
Late.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you like gymnastics? Is that what you like? Gymnastics?
I did it for like 2 months when I was 10 years old. I didn't really learn anything.
Okay.
I learned how to jump on a trampoline. I learned how to backflip on a trampoline. That was it.
Yeah.
And then when I did, when I grew up, I was 14 and I was doing track and field. So just running and jumping. And we kind of used to flip into the sand pit and the off the high jump mats. And then I went to a gymnastics class after I saw the Osaka Olympics sort of games. It wasn't the Olympics, but it was the Osaka games.
Yeah.
And I was really motivated by the gymnastics. I thought, I'll join that class. And I went, and it was just three other 14-year-olds with no instructor just throwing themselves around a gym.
Just learning.
Yeah, and we just learned off each other, and YouTube had just started at the time, so we watched a lot of YouTube.
So you taught yourself?
Mostly, yeah. Yeah, I taught myself for a bit. I got up to a good standard of tricks with really bad technique, and then I had some coaches. I did some cheerleading. I was, I went and did dance.
Oh, you go, girl.
I did, exactly. Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8 on my way.
I appreciate.
Yeah.
Good on you, good on
you. It was good fun. Like, you learn a lot when you get an instructor, like when you finally get an instructor.
Yeah, because you've got some professional telling you what to do and how to do things, and you improve, you get better.
Yeah, like I would, no joke, I would run up the wall in my backyard and just flip and hope that'd land on my feet. That's how I learned a lot of the skills. That was my sort of training ground. I knew the right
better,
people.
You got better.
Exactly, I knew the right people that would get me on stage, and I went. And when I joined cheer, I thought it was a training session, but it turned out to be their first rehearsal for Australia's Got Talent 2012. And just joined the team, and they were like, "All right, why don't you know this? Why don't you know that?" And I'm like, "I've never done this before. I have no idea what I'm doing." And then they threw me in the team, and so I went my first show was Australia's Got Talent 2012.
2012.
Yeah.
Oh, that was at the first. Was it the first year it came on?
Oh, I'm not sure. It was quite a while ago. Yeah.
I think it might have been.
And
how'd you go?
They made it through to the semis. So we
succeeded. No way.
Yeah, it's on TV. You can find it on YouTube. It's
2012.
Yeah, it's out there. And
What was it? What were you called? The group?
The Zoo All Stars.
The Zoo All Stars.
Yeah, Zoo All Stars 2012. Australia's Got Talent. And I had to move down to Sydney because I was on my own up in Queensland for a while, and I was 18.
I had
no money. I had to go back home to Sydney with family where they'd gone. And
okay.
And then so they went on, and
to the semis.
I don't think they made it past the semis.
That's still good, man. Semis is great.
It was really fun.
That's a high achievement.
Yeah, so that was a really kind of like get thrown in the deep end.
And then you just got better and better from there. And you kind of knew what was going on stage, on TV and whatnot.
Yeah, I got really motivated after that this sort of dream I had as a kid to do circus was actually tangible. Because I didn't really think anything of it. I just saw Cirque du Soleil when I was a kid, and I thought, that's really cool.
That's pretty cool,
I want to do that, but I didn't know it was a reality that I could actually live until that point. And then
COVID came and ruined everything.
COVID, that was a journey.
Were you stuck overseas in Las Vegas?
So close.
Oh, you made it back home.
Yeah, we had
we
had, when COVID shut everything down, we had 30 days to get out of the country. And it ended up being a lot less because obviously once all of our visas were based off our employment. Once our employment ends, our visas end. So everything ended. So we had to get out really fast. And I just made it back because all the flights were getting cancelled. So I kind of bumped one of my flights sooner. And it was the last one that actually came back.
Lucky, well done to you, man. So you made it back.
Just made it back. Yeah, it would have been really tough being over there.
Absolutely.
Like, would have been an illegal citizen, basically, because no visa.
No visa.
Yeah,
but you would have got back eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure they would have deported me. Yeah. it was a tough one, because a lot of people had sort of moved over there.
COVID
was awful. Were you here for COVID?
Yeah, I was stuck here.
Yeah, right.
We were don't even get me started now on COVID. Adam, we've got 2 minutes left. Don't even get me started. I was stuck in my LGA of concern.
Yeah.
The Canberra Bank's down, LGA of concern.
Oh, right.
So I wasn't allowed to leave my area.
No Uber?
No. I wasn't allowed to leave.
Damn.
I wasn't allowed to get out of my 6 kilometre radius.
Yeah, that's right.
But everybody else was fine. Everybody here, if you lived around here, you're fine. You could do whatever you want. Yeah. But there's about 5 or 6 areas of concern.
Yeah, they said. Did treat everyone.
And we were stuck, So we were kind of stuck for, I don't know how long, was it 3 months, 4 months?
It was awful.
I think it was something like that.
There was a funny, it wasn't funny at all, but we had a neighbour when I lived in North Sydney. He had moved away from Melbourne to get away from their long lockdowns and came straight into ours.
Yeah, but ours wasn't as bad as their one.
It wasn't as bad, but can you imagine going from theirs for months, leaving the state to go get away from it, and then going straight into another one? Be like, oh man.
Yeah, but he was in North Sydney. North Sydney was fine.
North Sydney was alright.
So then he had the harbour in front of him.
It wasn't the worst.
He had the Opera House. He had the Harbour Bridge. He could go do whatever he wanted.
We did a lot of walking.
He'd go sailing. He'd go walking. He'd go to the gym. I couldn't do nothing.
Anyway,
we moved on from there. That was like 3 years ago now or something, right?
How wild is it? It was so long ago.
Yeah, we moved on.
Talking to some other friends, you know, like, oh.
It's like a blur.
Yeah, it's like five years have just gone now.
Yeah, but even that just like that 2 years, 1 year, it's like just a blur. It's
pretty much nothing happened.
Yeah, we moved on. That's all right.
I had a great time when I first came back. I lived with family, and it was really nice to be with family.
Yeah.
So I was really grateful for that.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. Look, other opportunities will come your way, bro. Stay patient, you know, and then you'll get back out there and you'll get back on top of your game again. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Get back doing things.
Plan on shredding my way back to stage.
Well, you want to lose some kilos?
No. Tar shredding.
You're shredding. I was going to say, you look pretty fit, man.
Oh, I try. Yeah. I just save stuff every now and then.
Yeah, that's all right, man. Good on you, Adam. Well, bro, we're here.
Yeah.
Man, that was so cool.
No, thank you. Nice meeting you.
Absolutely. Nice talking to you, bro.
That was an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, nice meeting you. You're welcome. Let me help you.
No worries.
Yeah.